Father, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for bringing us come to the church and then have special time to worship you, to hear your voice, and then to have new communication each day with you. And now we invite Holy Spirit to lead us in this devotion time, and we pray that the Holy Spirit also open our hearts so that we understand your purpose in our life. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, if you remember that last 2 weeks, the message of our church is talk about poverty. That's why we have Poverty Sunday. Janela tried to bring us to see the reality of Hong Kong, and then it tell us there are more people need our care. And then last week, I mean this Sunday, the message of the preacher is talk about mission. Yeah, so it's look that there is a continuity from poverty to the mission. But in order to make it clear, I want to let you know that church mission is not only poverty. Poverty issue is a part of Christian or church mission. Poverty issue is a part of Christian mission. Christian mission bigger than the issue of poverty. This morning I would like to talk about what is our mission? What is church mission? Some churches, they make difference between the word of mission and the word of missions, with S and without S. But for me, mission is one. We have one mission. One mission. But the problem is, what is our mission? I try to trace many options about the word of mission. So, from the history, I can see and tell you that the old paradigm of mission is evangelism. I mean sharing the gospel. But today, we can see that new style of mission, they are not talking about evangelism, but they are talking about social action. Social action, that means if we as a Christian do social work, care with poor people, have do social justice, everything like that, then we are involved in mission. This kind of option we can see from South America, where many people live in poor area, and then they say the church must do something. So this action we call liberation theology. Liberation theology means how the church help poor people, how the church settle with unjust situation, everything like that. Now, we stay in modern time. So sometimes we ask ourselves, so how should I do as a Christian? When I'm joining in mission work, do I should share the gospel? Or is enough for me if I'm joining at social action like that? Of course, there are pro and contra to answer this question. But I want to bring you back to the Bible and see one first. Let us open John 20, 21. John 20, 21. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." I'm not selling a book, but I just want to tell you this a good book, Christian Mission in the Modern World by John Stott. So John Stott said, therefore, our understanding of church mission must be deduced from our understanding of the Son by answer this question: why and how did the Father send off Son? We will understanding what is our mission if we understanding this verse. We can understanding our mission if we know why the Father sent Jesus. Because Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. I repeat again, as the Father sent me, I also send you. So you will understand what is mission if you understand why God sent Jesus come to the world. From this point, are you with me? Okay, can continue? Yeah, it is like missiology class this morning. Okay. So, when I try to understand why God sent Jesus, suddenly I got a new inspiration from the Holy Spirit, and then the Holy Spirit tell me, okay, Selamat, you want to know why God sent Jesus. Before you know why God sent Jesus, let me ask you one question. Is there any human problem that God cannot resolve without Jesus? Is there any human problem that God cannot resolve without Jesus? And the answer is only one. The answer is only one. The problem of sin. The problem of sin. We can see from the Old Testament, when God want to save the world from the big flood, then God sent Noah to save the world. And then after that, when God want to bring out Israel from Egypt, then God sent Moses. Yeah. After that, we can see when God want to establish his kingdom, then God chose David. Yeah. And then when God want to feed Eliza, then God use a bird and use a widow to help and to save Eliza. But nobody can help God to resolve the problem of human sin. To resolve the problem of human sin. Even one day, if you remember from the book of Gospel, we can see that a mother bring two sons, John and James, and then come to Jesus and then said, "Hey Jesus, why don't you let my son, one in your right hand and one in your left hand?" And Jesus said, "You don't know what you ask. You don't know why or what is the reason I come to the world. What is the reason? Is there anybody can do this mission? No one can do it." That's why Jesus said, we open Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, 45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. To give his life a ransom for many. So, that means the mission or his mission is to die at the cross. To die at the cross is the main mission. Cross is the main problem. Cross is the place where God solved the problem of human sin. As Father sent me, for what? God sent Jesus. God sent Jesus to solve the problem of human sin. That is his mission. Now Jesus said, God sent me. Now I send you. If God sent Jesus to solve the problem of human sin, and now Jesus sent us. Sent us for what? Sent us to tell the world that problem of sin has finished if you believe Jesus Christ. That's the mission. That's why we can see from the book of Acts, Act 1, chapter 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witness both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth. You, my witness, yeah, you shall be my witness. What kind of witness, brothers and sisters? A witness that say, that tell the world that Jesus has resolved the problem of human sins. This is our mission, to tell the world. Of course, in doing this mission, we need many steps. We need many steps. And the step is social action. When I approach someone, sometimes I direct to tell who is Jesus by saying that Jesus is our Savior. But sometimes I didn't tell who is Jesus. I approach with share God love to them. But at the end, I will tell who is Jesus. A few months ago, one Muslim sister come to our place, and she said she want to learn English. Yeah. And then after she joined Agape, my wife told me she asked a Bible. Then I told my wife, just bring one Bible, give it to her. After she read the Bible, and she come to me, Pastor Slamet, I'm sorry, I don't understand. Okay, you don't understand. That's good opportunity for me. Don't understand. And then I said to her, just read from the book of Matthew. And then she read Matthew chapter 1 and Matthew chapter 2. After she read Matthew chapter 1, she come back again to me. And she said, I still don't understand. Yeah. How we explain Matthew chapter 1. Abraham has son, Isaac has son, blah, 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 and go to Jesus. Then after that, I come to her and I explain Matthew chapter 1 and Matthew chapter 2. Then I tell her, continue to read the Bible. And then 2 weeks ago, she came to me, Pastor Slamet, I have problem. I want to share something. Oh, you want to share something? Okay, let's find a room. And then she told me, my father was angry because I'm going to the church. And then my father told me, don't get baptism. Hey, why you talk about this? Because what I know, she told me, if everybody believes Jesus Christ, need to get baptism to prove his faith. Then I said, do you believe Jesus Christ? Do you know what is the meaning of believe Jesus Christ? And I shared the gospel to her. After sharing the gospel to her, and she said, now I understand, I want to believe Jesus Christ. And we pray for her. That's the end of the mission. That's why Jeff is Igape leader. Many times I talk to the teacher. We teach English, of course, this is something good. But make sure that the end of Igape ministry is not only teach English, but the end of Igape ministry is to share who is Jesus, to tell the world that salvation only in Jesus, because this the mission. Why I said like this? According John 20:21, as Father sent me, now I send you. Why the Father sent Jesus? The Father sent Jesus because of problem of human sin. Nobody can solve the problem of human sin. Only Jesus can solve the problem of human sin by died on the cross to save our sin. That's why our mission is to tell the world who is Jesus. To tell the world that the only salvation you can find only in Jesus. If you never share about the salvation in Jesus, then I can let you know that you haven't do the mission of the Christ. Why I'm so strong to say like this? Because many people, although they already come to the church, their mind, their faith is pluralism. What is pluralism? Pluralism is a teaching that tell every religion are the same. You go to heaven by Jesus, I go to heaven by Buddhist, and she go to heaven by Muslim, by Muhammad, and we all same. That's pluralism. We are not part of pluralism. We are the follower of Christ. If Christ come to the world to save and to solve the problem of human sin, then we as a Christian need to continue this mission by telling other people that Jesus is our Savior. So, this morning I want to encourage you guys. Have you do it in your life to share Jesus is our Savior? Bring people come to the church is good. Do outreach ministry or come social activity is good. But all is a footstep to bring you to the last step. Last step is you need to speak out. You need to speak out. My mother-in-law is not a believer. As son-in-law, this is also my challenge to share the gospel for her. Of course, I did many goodwill to her. For example, say hello when she has a birthday, everything, send a gift. But at the end, I tried to share the gospel for her many times. And I pray for her that I pray that God will open her heart one day. Why I consistently to do this kind of action? Because I know that Christian mission is Christ's mission. Christ's mission is to solve the problem of human sin. Then, one more time, I want to encourage you guys. You are a Christian. You are son of God. Have you shared the gospel by telling other people that Jesus is son of God, that Jesus is our Savior? That's our mission. That's the reason why God still put us in the world when we believe Jesus Christ. Suppose if we believe Jesus Christ, then our life is finished. We get eternal life. But God still put us in the world in order to tell other people that eternal life you can find in Jesus. Let's pray. It is a shameful thing if we as a Christian never share the gospel to other people. Sharing gospel is our privilege. Sharing gospel is the life of Christian life. Of course, doing social action is good, but at the end, social action without gospel is meaningless. That's why I want to encourage you guys. Start from now on. Yes, I need to share gospel. I need to share to tell other people that salvation only in Christ. Jeff, will lead us in worship this morning, and we still in spiritual atmosphere in this place. We ask the Holy Spirit bring us closer to Him. Not only closer to Him, but understand His mission and then bring this mission to our life.
Feel so your mercy remains.
Session prayer. Let's remember one of your close friends, your relative, your family who are not believe Jesus Christ. I want you guys pray for them. I want you guys make a promise with God. Lord Jesus, help me to bring gospel to them. Holy Spirit, lead me to share gospel to them. Maybe you invite them for lunch meeting or dinner meeting, or you make appointment, walk together, or any action you can do it. And God will bless every action that you made in order to share the gospel. We use our privilege as son of God to bring intercession for other people. First, we pray for many names in this wall. They suffer with cancer. They suffer with many ill. We pray that God will show His grace to them. Let's pray together. Also pray so that in their weakness they also come and to see Jesus. That's why we pray for their salvation. Many of them are unbelievers. We pray that the Holy Spirit open their heart and they can say, Jesus, you are my Savior. Let's pray together for them.
Some of them need a job. We pray for our friend who are seeking a job. We pray that God open opportunity for them so they can get special job for them. We pray for mission focus for Cambodia. We also pray for board member, hospitality ministry, and also we pray for today activity for house church. There are many areas gathered together as a family of God. And the last, we pray for Hong Kong Occupy Movement. We pray that every part can understand and honor each part, so there is no fighting in the way they express their opinion. And then we pray that every part do their part so that Hong Kong will continue as a city for every people. Let us pray together. Father Lord Jesus, thank you. You remind us that your mission is to send Jesus Christ die on the cross to save a human from the sin. And as you send Jesus, now Jesus send us into the world in order to tell the world that salvation only in Jesus. This is our mission, Father. And we are so thankful for you because you send the Holy Spirit to us. The Holy Spirit lead us and give us ability to share the gospel. What you need from us is we have willing heart to do this mission. And thank you, Father, because this is not a burden for us. This is a special privilege for us. That's why we make commitment. We will go and share the gospel for many people. Father, we also pray for this morning. Soon after we leave this house, we pray that you also lead us in doing everything that connect with your mission. Thank you, Father. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.